So joining us now is the Dean of Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism, Nicholas Lehman. He's author of The Big Test, The Secret History of the American Meritocracy. First of all, good morning, Nick.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Great. I mean, we've been seeing just how many Kennedy fingers are in so many policies in the United States that are associated with progressive change, education among them. What do you think the Kennedy legacy is regarding education reform in the U.S.?
Well, you know, the big item in recent years, Kennedy was a classic, you know, liberal on health issues primarily and also education issues. So he always pushed for more expansion of access to education. The last phase of his career, I would say, is characterized by a bit of a controversy, although it didn't get a lot of press coverage, which is he decided to support very strongly the No Child Left Behind Act, President Bush's signature education bill that passed in the spring of 2001 before the war on terror and all that stuff. And a lot of Kennedy's longtime liberal friends and allies were disappointed in him for supporting this bill. If Kennedy had not supported this bill so strongly, it would not have passed and we would not have No Child Left Behind. And the reason they were so mad at him was, or one reason was, that it brought the so-called accountability movement into the federal government and then extended it out into schools all over America. And that included a lot of new tests of students, particularly elementary school students, in basic skills like reading and math.
Was this a sign of Kennedy's bipartisanship, or was it a strategic move to live and fight again on other reforms?
More the former than the latter. What Kennedy thought, I think Kennedy got talked into the merits of the case on No Child Left Behind. It's a bill that liberals, you know, tend to be against, partly because of the source, and then often find themselves talked into. Note that President Obama has not decided to dismantle the bill, but instead to keep it going. Kennedy thought he was getting a bargain. That's why he did it. I think he thought the spirit was right, as encompassed in the title, and he thought that in return for a lot of testing, he was going to get a lot of new federal funding for school districts that needed it, and it was that bargain that really brought him into strong support of the bill.
You know, a generation of journalists has covered Ted Kennedy and the issues that he championed on Capitol Hill. I'm wondering if it's fair to say this morning that health care is sort of the high tide mark of the whole Great Society era, in that what the War on Poverty could achieve and the Civil Rights Act could achieve in the Senate, health care is just not really going to be part of that. We'll get some reform, but we're not going to get what Kennedy envisioned.
Well, I would put it in an even grander way. Healthcare has been the top item on the Democratic agenda since Harry Truman was president and made a big and unsuccessful push for very ambitious healthcare legislation. So really for 60 years, it's been the number one thing on the Democratic Party's wish list. President Johnson got more than anybody else has gotten, and that was in 1965 when Medicare and Medicaid passed. But as a grand goal, it's kind of eluded the Democrats. However, I think people right now, today, are being way too pessimistic about it, and I think whatever happens this year will rank second to what Johnson got in the mid-60s. Mm. So I wouldn't be too hasty about saying Obama's already lost on this.
Well, it's very interesting because the idea of a right to health care, which is what Kennedy described as the cause of his life as recently as the Democratic National Convention in 2008, is very much in play this morning. Nick, thanks so much for being with us. Nicholas Lehman is Dean of the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism, author of The Big Test, The Secret History of the American Meritocracy, and also discussing the policy legacies, many of them, of Senator Edward Kennedy.